Some married couples are childless. If you ask this question from the doctors will give you the answer from the medical point of view. There might be many reasons why some married couples, even though they wish to have children, why don't they get children? Modern medical science has done wonders. They have come out with various types of infertility treatments, and many couples are blessed to have children nowadays. But still, there are possibilities, even though the couples, they are in a perfect physical condition, they do not have any infertility issues, yet they have difficulty of conceiving a child. Even the treatment like IVF fails sometimes. Doctors also do not exactly know the real reasons. So today in this talk, I'm going to look at it from Buddhist karmic point of view. According to Buddhist teachings, karma is one of the powerful factors that influence our life. Buddhism doesn't teach that everything happens because of karma, but karma is one of very powerful factors that governs many things in our life. In Girimananda Sutta, we have a long list of diseases. Among these diseases, Buddha point out kind of diseases arise as a result of unwholesome karma. Karma vipakaja abada. The diseases that can come into existence because of unwholesome actions that someone did in the past. Now, some of these diseases which come into existence as a result of karma can be cured. Some of these diseases may not be able to cure because the karmic power is more powerful and it might give its result and eventually will disappear. When it comes to the question, why some married couples are childless, there's one interesting story. In the commentary to Dhammapada, in this story, Buddha pointed out in one of the particular cases, it is due to karmic reasons. Once Buddha was living in Bakya country, in Crocodile Mountain, in Besakala Grove. At that time, Prince Bodhi, he built a magnificent palace. Prince Bodhi did not have children. He and his wife were longing for children, expecting a child, but they did not have any child. Prince Bodhi, having built the palace, he invited the Buddha and the community of Sangha for housewarming ceremony. And for this housewarming ceremony, he prepared a lunch for the Buddha. On that particular day, the prince arranged the lunch in the upper palace. So from dining hall of the upper palace to the lower palace, he laid white piece of cloths. And then he made a wish. If the enlightened one, the Buddha, if I were to have a child, may the enlightened one step on the white piece of cloth. That is the wish he made. Then on that day, the Buddha, together with the venerable monks, he went to the palace. And he stopped at the right place where the white piece of cloth was laid out. And then the prince Bodhi came and knelt down and said, may the sublime one enter the white piece of cloth. May the sublime one step on it. It will be for the happiness of long for myself and my queen. But the Buddha remained silent. For the second time he repeated the same thing. Still Buddha remained silent. For the third time also he said, may the sublime one, the enlightened one, enter to the palace by stepping on the white piece of cloth. But Buddha did not. Instead, the Buddha looked at Venerable Ananda who was beside him. So Venerable Ananda understood the message of the Buddha and immediately asked the prince to take out the white piece of cloth. So Buddha went to the dining hall and had his lunch. After lunch was over, Prince Bodhi took a lower seat and sat near to the Buddha and asked this question, the Lord, Venerable Sir, why didn't you step on the white piece of cloth? The Buddha in return asked, didn't you make a wish? Didn't you make a wish to have a child and thought that if the enlightened one were to, if I were to have a child, may the enlightened one enter into this white piece of cloth, into the palace by stepping on it? So the prince said, yes, I did that. So Buddha said, in this life, you and your queen, you are not going to have any child. And the reason for it is a karmic reason. Then he pointed out a long ago, in one of their previous existences, they were on a journey. They were in a ship in the middle of the ocean and they were going somewhere, and this ship was caught up in storm and almost everyone died, but Prince Bodhi and his queen, they escaped, they managed to survive, and eventually they came to an island where there were no people. In this island, it was inhabited by the birds. So the Prince Bodhi and his queen, long ago in their previous life, and they started to eat fledglings, the baby birds and the eggs. And they fed on them, and the ruthlessly destroyed them. So Buddha said, as a result of that action, in this life, you do not have a child. Well, this story is found in the commentary to Dhammapada. There is a sutta also in Majjhima Nikaya. The name of this sutta is Bodhiraja Kumara Sutta. In this sutta, of course, we come across the first portion of the story where the Buddha stopped near the white piece of cloth and the prince pleaded with the Buddha to step on it, and Buddha refused it. But the rest of the story is found in the commentary to Dhammapada. Now, if you look at this incident, and we can see that among many reasons why some married couples do not have children, possibly one of the reasons is a karmic reason. I do not know whether you have heard about Edgar Casey. Edgar Casey lived in America, and he is known as Mystic American, and he is also given a nickname, Sleeping Prophet. He lived from 1877 to in Virginia, in America, is not a Buddhist. He did not believe in karma. Or his religious tradition does not teach anything about karma. But today, there are many people who are interested in him and his stories related to life regression. It is said this man has got a kind of ability to enter into a kind of trance and then recall the past lives of other people. And he especially gave advice to get rid of certain diseases. So people who suffer from various kind of sicknesses, they all went to this man to get some readings. You can read about this man, and there are many articles. And it is said he covered almost around 13,000 cases. And many of these cases are published in books. There are research centers dedicated to his work. Anyway, when we study his cases, many of these cases, he point out to past karma, like in Buddhist teachings. And one of the cases, among many others, there was a lady at the age of 36. She fell down and became a cripple, bound to be on a wheelchair. She had 3 children. She could not be recovered. She was taken to this man, who is Edgar Casey. And Edgar Casey, in his trance, he has said, "You are a cripple now because of your own karma." And he related an incident happened in Roman Empire. And during that period, this lady was a royal lady or a court lady in the palace. And this lady enjoyed seeing torturing the people, and some of these people were made to be crippled. And this court lady enjoyed seeing these tortures. And Edgar Casey said that you became a cripple because of your evil action of enjoying that. There were many such incidents. And even today in Western countries, past life regression is a popular a method of treatment to certain diseases. When they talk about past life regression, they always talk about some incidents the person did in the past, which is in Buddhist terms karma. But anyway, these people, they are not coming from the traditions where karma and rebirth is believed. They are coming from different religious traditions. It is interesting for you all to read a little bit about these research. Now, what I was trying to point out, there are similarities between what Buddha said here related to this why some married couples do not have children. He pointed out karmic reason, but we should not misunderstand. Buddhism said that everything happened because of karma. Among many other causes and conditions, karma can be one of them. In Mahatanha Samkhya Sutta, Buddha very specifically recognized 3 necessary conditionings for conceptions to take place. First of them is known as Mata Pitaroja Sannipatita Hunti, union of a mother and father. This is sexual act. Second condition Buddha recognized is Mata Cha Utumi Hunti. The mother has to be in due season, in a period where she will get pregnant. The third factor is Gandha Gocha Pachupatito Hoti, a rising of a Gandhava. The term Gandhava here is translated as relinking consciousness of a departed being. So when these 3 are there, and there will be a conception. And Buddha very clearly says in the sutta, as long as these three things do not come together, it is impossible for conception to take place. There's no way someone get pregnant in that case. So now, looking at from the modern scientific point of view, doctors and the researchers, scientists, they all recognize the first two reasons. When they treat the patients who with the infertility, and they look at these first two reasons only. But the third reason, which is the arising of consciousness of a departed being, that cannot be tested in a laboratory. So there are still cases beyond the answer of the science. This is where there might be a man or woman, and both of them are perfect health. They do not have any problem related to infertility, but still they do not have children. When they go to the doctors, doctors may treat them, examine them, and they may even go to for the treatment like IVF, but still they do not get the ability to conceive. So this is most probably looking at from the Buddhist point of view, related to the third factor, which is again can be karmic factor. So some of the Buddhists from ancient time onward, to address this issue, they have two approach. One approach is go to the doctors and get the treatment from the doctors. While getting the treatment, they also do wholesome actions. They seek spiritual help. And they might go to the temples, ask the monks to do chanting, or they might make some offerings. Or especially in the traditions like Sri Lankan Buddhist traditions, the couples, while they are going to get the treatment from the doctors, they go to the temples and they start doing meditation and chanting. Especially one type of religious activity is popular, which is known as Bodhi Puja. Means going around the Bodhi tree and doing certain chanting and making wishes and kind of practices. But this is again going far back into the history, and perhaps maybe you have heard about when the Bodhisattva was sitting under a tree, Sujata came with a milk rice and offered to the Bodhisattva. And the story says that this Sujata had made a wish earlier to a tree deity wishing to have a baby boy, and her wish came true, and that is why she offered milk rice to the Bodhisattva on that day. Well, and what I'm trying to say, there might be different approach from different Buddhist traditions, and our approach is while we are getting treatment from the doctors, we also seek the spiritual assistance. So many people also get success in that case. But still there will be some people who will not get any success. That, from the Buddhist point of view, we can say most probably maybe due to karmic reason. Because we have tried all the possible ways, and then there's no way to get success. So that can be a powerful karmic reason, like Vince Bodhi's case. So why some married couples are childless? There might be many reasons for it. Among many other reasons, karma can be one of the reasons.